Well, hey there. Welcome to Limbo. Oh, I guess I should introduce myself, huh? Hi there, I'm Ramus, or Rami, to my friends. But yes, you're in Limbo at present, right between heaven, hell, and all the other eldritch shit in between. What happened? Well, you tried to give a present to that dumb asshole you're in love with, and he exploded at you in front of his dumb asshole friends. Said friends thought it would be funny to handcuff you to a radiator over the weekend. Oh, but here's the plot twist. They, forgot it was a 4-day weekend. Isn't that just fabulous? Starvation, dehydration, especially after all those tears you spilled. They found you just barely alive and rushed you here, but, well, as you can see by me here, you're not exactly surviving. Yep. Afraid so. Terrible shame, really. You're a cute one, too. Oh, let me give you some freebies. Yes, he knows. No, he hasn't come to the hospital. Your parents gave up the second the doctor said you were in a coma. I've got to admit, I've been alive a long ass time, and I don't think I've ever seen one person surrounded by so many absolute pigs. Poor little bright-eyed thing. Oh, just pinch those cheeks. Why am I here? Curiosity, mostly. My kind is meant to tempt humans into these sort of scenarios. But old Lou, well, he took one look and he said,
Rami, for fuck's sake, go get this one.
No, I'm serious. Getting old Lucifer himself to feel a bit bad is a feat. Congratulations, dude. You are at the epitome of pitiful. Yep, that's me, your number one demon with terrible jokes and a love of leather. Like this. Hell yeah, I took it off a Hell's Angel leader that got fed to a wood chipper. What? No, I didn't do it. His wife, actually. I was just sort of there with popcorn, some soda, and I stole the jacket. I like the look. But then I changed it up into the ensemble you see now, and I gotta say, it shows off all of my assets very nicely. Especially my ass. What can I say? I'm an ass demon. Hey, my guy, figure out what you like in life, or the other, and you can never go wrong. Do I want your soul? Oh, bright eyes. No. I want to see you get revenge. Oh, yes, you do. You want it. I wouldn't be here if not for that delicious inferno of hatred and sadness brewing within you. It's very fragrant. No, see, what I want is to give you your life back. I want to pretend to be your girlfriend and watch you rain destruction and woe on every single sad sack in your life. Oh, and I want to pet Sparkles. Yes, your cat. Hey now, demons can like animals. Do you know how brutal animals can be? Not only that, they just do the funniest little things and then some of them look like little loaves. That's what I thought. Why pretend to be your girlfriend? So I can be there in person to see what's going to happen. I'm a real reactionary kind of gal, if you catch my drift. Yeah, I don't get me either. But hey, you gotta admit that I'm pretty damn sexy. 10 out of 10, and definitely better than your stupid, abusive crush. I think we could have fun. I could take you out on actually proper dates and flatter you, make you happy. And you, well, you can see the looks on their faces while the hottest chick in town kisses your lips off. And maybe later on eats you out. Ugh. Can you picture the look on her face? Oh yeah, it'll blow her little tsundere mind. Ah ha ha, there's the temptation. I can see it in those very pretty eyes of yours. Sorry, I tend to get lost in pretty things. Now then, hear this, mortal. I will be a lady to the best of my ability. I cannot guarantee I won't cackle like a hyena while their lives implode around us. I cannot guarantee that I won't be possessed by a random urge to break shit. And I absolutely promise you I will not be able to not flirt. That's just who I am. What will happen if you accept? Well, I'll cup that pretty face and slide my tongue down your throat and seal the deal. Typically, your eyes will change to reflect my presence. Glowing red eyes are fairly normal, but I've seen some stranger effects. Point is, you'll become mine in a sense. I give you back your life. You let me be part of it for my own sick, twisted amusement. And maybe let me take you out once or twice, yeah? I mean, no one is making you say yes. You can pass on in peace if it pleases you. Maybe if you end up in my hometown, we can get coffee then. Fair warning, sometimes the coffee starts screaming. Good choice. Come here. Open up. Yes, open. Like, Sorry, I drool sometimes when I'm excited. It's a deal then, yes. Don't worry, it won't hurt. Welcome back to the mortal coil, Bright Eyes. Skin not quite so red, horns tucked away, and tail also tucked away. I'll have fun getting you to pull it out of me. I'm happy to hear it, Bright Eyes. Now, take my hand. I'm going to teach you every bit of dark magic that I know. Let's just check something real quick. Those eyes. I've never seen anyone's eyes do that. This is going to be a lot of fun. Let's go ruin some lives, fall in love, and pet some big old fat cats.